Om Shanti. How are you? Enjoying air? Enjoying really? Coolness of Yan Sarovar? It makes our mind cool too. So Baba, in his mind, think what is in the mind of God for his children. He wants to make his children very great, very pure, capable to donate peace, purity, happiness to the world. He gives everything. He has come to give all of his treasures to his children. In Sakar Murlis, he mentioned many times, I will give you everything, I will become empty and will go back to my home. So he gives all of his treasures. He was speaking about the treasure of happiness. 2-3 days before. Treasure of happiness. Imperishable treasure. Keep it imperishable, immortal. Don't make it perishable. We have to check ourselves. We have to talk to ourselves. My happiness is important. Or subtle things, those who lose my happiness, they are important. Who is important? Money is important or happiness is important? We can say in the world, many wealthy people are not happy. They can't sleep at night. They are searching for peace. So the wealth of happiness is the greatest wealth in the world. Happiness has got healing energy in it. It can cure our bodily disease. Happiness attracts others towards Baba. Our happiness will pull souls towards Baba. So we have to churn in detail how to maintain happiness in our life. Problems will come. Ups and downs will come. You will have to listen, sometime appreciation, sometime defamation. Sometime you will get success, sometime not. But we should not forget what we have achieved in this life. Baba mentioned, if you want to achieve all treasures of Baba, method is Iji Raj Yoga. Do you remember? And for Iji Yoga, two things. We have to give attention to these two things. Our relationship with God and achievements from God. What He has given to us, that's very, very important, unlimited. So if we remember our relationship to Him and our achievements in this life, yoga will become easy. Suppose you are going to someone from your country, you came to India, and you are lost somewhere. And now you are confused. What to do? Where to do? It is darkness. No one is around you there. You don't have your mobile phone. You can't contact to anyone in the world. You have scared. You are scared. Oh, what will happen now to me? And all of a sudden, a gentleman comes to you and asks, what is your problem? And then he holds your hand and brings you out of that darkness, bring you on the right path, or take you to your final destination, and you feel relaxed, so good. I'm fortunate now. So you can think how much good feeling of love you will have to that person, for that person. Right? Baba. He came down. He make us free from many sorrows, pains. He taught us how to live life. We did not know. He taught us what to do when you are in problem. He taught us what to do in the morning hours, what to do before going to bed, how to talk, how to behave, how to face the challenges of the life. We know it. So how much love we must have for him, to whom we had been searching for long years, many, many years, and we even did not know God will meet us or not. We will see him or not in this life. He came down, fulfilled all of our desires. So create such thoughts in your mind. He gave us immense love, unconditional love. He did not see what we are or what we did in our previous lives or what is our present condition. We are pure or not. He gave his love to us. See, feel gratitude. Give thanks to him. Baba, you gave me everything. You taught me how to enjoy my life. You taught me how to become powerful. So yoga will become easy. Mind will become stable. Most important thing is to make our mind stable. A knowledgeable person is one who can silence one's mind. You can note down it. Work on this. Knowledgeable person is that one who can make his or her mind silent. If mind fluctuates, if mind wanders about here and there, so that knowledgeable person is not knowledgeable. Something is missed. Now let us come to the 3 points Baba was giving in beginning. First, 4 point. First, in the very first line, remember what Baba was saying? In the very first line, the world benefactor, Father, has come to meet, to see his companions. So he made us his companion. He made us his good friend. He invited us, come and help me in my divine task. How great we are. We are worthy to this divine task of God. We can help to God. Since now, we had been saying, God will help us. Oh God, please help me. And now, we have become worthy, capable to help, to give help to God, the Supreme, in His divine task. Do you think this? Do you think it is right? It is an intoxication. And second point was, that Pap Dada is looking his three qualities in his children. And I hope you got some deep feeling at that moment. Holy est. Such good word, pure word, holy, and we are holy est, highest, and richest. Do you think you are richest? Or just Baba is making us happy? Brothers are richest or poor? We are very rich. And not only that richest in the world, but richest in whole Kalpa. When we had been in golden age, our wealth, uncountable, unlimited. 60 years before, in one murli, Baba had mentioned this way, that if you collect the entire wealth of Mumbai, you know Mumbai, big city of India now, at that time it was, you can say 1/4 of this Bombay now. So Baba said, if you collect all wealth of Mumbai, it will become equal to one big diamond which will be jeweled in your palaces. We were amazing. I had never seen diamond in my life at that time. I was 20 years old. I thought, oh, diamonds are so costly. So see, we cannot even count how much wealth we will have. Golden age, silver age, then copper age also. We lost everything after half of iron age. We were so wealthy. So we had been richest in whole Kalpa. And when we lost everything, then God Himself came down to us to give us everything. We are richest. Our vartman, our present treasures are connected to our future wealth. Now, you have to understand it very clearly. One thing about you know. If we have entire knowledge in our mind, in golden age we will have lot of wealth in our life. If we donate Gyan, we will get lot of wealth in golden and silver age. We all listen it in Murlis. So, present knowledge will become wealth of future. Second thing, very deep thing. If we churn this knowledge, listen deeply, carefully. If we churn this knowledge, so the essence of knowledge goes to our intellect and it becomes the wisdom of our intellect and it will continue with us throughout the cycle. So we are making wisdom at this time, 4 whole kalpa. And you know, intellect is the main seed of everything. If we get success in life, our intellect is responsible for that. If we don't get success, intellect is responsible. If you get success in business, intellect is responsible. If you get success in your job, your intellect is responsible. So now, with the power of knowledge, we are making intellect divine, refined, sharp. So this way, this knowledge becomes imperishable wealth for us. Second thing, might. We get might from Baba. And we should know those souls among us, those yogis who become full powerful, master almighty. They will get power in all worlds. Power means kingdom. Sovereignty. So present might will enable us to win kingdom, powers in future. Not only in golden age and silver age, but in copper and iron age too. Many of us will become kings, queens in copper age and iron age too. If we get the treasure of divine virtues now, so in every life, throughout the cycle, we will enjoy good family, loveful family. In our family, there will be peace, harmony, happiness, success. You can understand easily. Now you can see, many families are broken because of ego. Many, even in India now, from last 10-15 years, marriages are broken, divorces. They get depressed. They become dry human beings. They come to me, I can check, I can notice what is their mental state now. Dry life, no love towards humanity, all are cheaters, they will cheat you, they are not faithful, they are not honest, they think this way. So entire thinking process becomes negative. And if we are loveful, if we are honest to each other, if we are loyal, if we are cooperative to each other in families, see, if we are selfless, our family life is example life. We would like to live in such family. So divine virtues is also the best wealth for a man, woman. We should give full attention to our divine qualities. Mainly, I can tell you, few, easiness. One who is easy in life is easy everywhere. He will get easy success, happiness will come easily in his life, money will also come easily, disease will go out easily, problems will finish easily. So we have to learn how to become easy, one quality. Second quality, contentment. Content nature, first thing. You can see many people in this world. They have everything, but not satisfied. Not content. They always search for something, they always see towards others with some expectations. Contentment is the beauty of Brahmin life, is the beauty of everyone's life. Contentment brings coolness on our face. It makes silent to our mind. So be content. Nature content. And finally we will become content if we achieve everything from Baba. You know everyone, the day when we enjoy Amrit Vela, we enjoy all day, we are content. And if we miss, the dissatisfaction, discontentment starts right from the beginning. At every step, we will feel unhappiness. So contentment. I used to keep one thought in my mind right from the beginning. If after achieving God, I am not content, how will I become content in whole Kalpa? God came to give everything. Still we are not happy? Then who else will make us happy? Talk to yourself this way. And make a plan, make your mind that at this confluence age, I have to achieve everything from Baba. This is the time to create my fortune elevated. This is the time to receive blessings from Baba. This is the time to make our life peace house. If you try to make a vision of future of this world, you will see wonders on this earth. I don't know, you might have heard this thing or not. WHO, World Health Organization, America, they have declared just recently in August that from 2020 onwards, this world will come in the clutch of depression. Many people in this world will suffer depression a lot. Previously, 2-3 years before, that organization had declared that cancer is going to become a big disease in the world. Before that, they have declared that heart disease will become the great disease in the world. Now, depression, psychiatric disease, mental problems. Because many people come to me with such problems. I see. Nature of thinking too much. Fast speed of mind. This problem is increasing day by day in the world. Nature of thinking negatively. This is becoming the cause of all problems in the world. So we Brahmins must know the future of this world. Of next 10-12 years future. What will happen? Peaceless people will come to you. They will bow their hands. Oh great soul, give me peace. Keep your hand on my head. Give drashti to me. Give peace. They will cry for peace. And we will have to give them peace. No alternative. Miserable people. Their head will be like broken, blast, out of tension, such people will come to us. They will ask same thing. Please give me drashti. Remove my sorrow. Give me happiness. Fear is increasing day by day in this world. Fear, depression, and many more diseases. Psycho disease, psycho. So we must prepare ourselves to give help to all human beings of this world. If you can become such a good yogi, what kind of yogi? Master Almighty. Vishu Kalyankar, you will see one thing. Up to 2025, half population of this world will not enjoy sleep at night. Half population. It's a big number. It will be a great punishment for them. Dharmaraj punishment. And they will see towards home. They don't know Baba. If they are Christian, they will see towards angels. Muslims, towards angels. Hindus, towards gods and goddesses. So we must become so powerful yogi. Sit in your room, give vibrations to entire world, and give them blessing of sound sleep. Have good sleep now. Baba is preparing such great yogis for such wonderful task. We will see. Medical science will sense up. We can't do anything. Even now in many cases, they say we can't do anything. Your money will not cooperate with you. Your relatives, they will sit aside. Everyone will become alone in this world. Who will be with us? Baba and our pure deeds, punya karmas, and our most elevated stage, our purity, our cooperation for the yag, whatever we gave in this life, these things will help us a lot. So time, very critical time, dangerous time, is coming soon. We will prepare ourselves, keeping this vision in the mind. On one side, we have to keep ourselves safe, fearless, stable. On second side, we have to give good vibrations to the world. So for this, Baba reminds us about our greatness. You are the holiest ones. You are most pure souls in this world. Baba was saying one thing. You are the highest. When you are in golden age, you are very close to the Father. And your shining of purity is very much more than other souls. So we must believe it. We are the highest souls in the world. We are the holiest souls in the world. Then you will see the magic of these thoughts. These are the thoughts of Swaman, self-respect. You should remember this Hindi word, Swaman. Do you know it? Swaman. Self-respect. Means give respect to yourself. An entire world will respect you. Come in self-respect, practice self-respect, and your ego will finish. In Hindi, Swaman, Abhiman. Practice Swaman and remove Abhiman, ego. What Baba was saying very much, and it's the deep practice practice of yogi souls get free from I and mine. I-ness, I am this, I am intellectual, I am wealthy, I am very experienced. I-ness, at least 25 points you can find out of I-ness, I, ego. It's subtle ego and it takes us down. It causes mutual clash in the family. If you analyze what is the reason of clashes, quarrels in families in the world, you will find I-ness is one most important factor. So Baba wants to make us free from this I-ness. If we remove this, life will become divine. Divinity will come into our intellect and thoughts. Divinity will become appear from our face. So, who can become free from the feeling of I-ness? One who practice self-respect. How great I am! So our self-respect will go up, our ego will go down. More and more swaman will go up, abhiman will go down. So Baba reminds always, in all Avyaktamuli, if we check, all Avyaktamuli, very first line reminds us about our self-respect. Today, Bab Dada is looking at his such and such children, always in Murli. So we have to accept them. I am the highest. I am a great soul. Simple word. I am a great soul. Do you accept it? Do you accept it? All are great or not? Sometimes our inner conscience reject it. Oh, you are not great. See, yesterday you were getting angry. How you can say you are great? You are not happy in your life. How you are great? You made this mistake, you do this. We start to see our defects, demerits, our weaknesses. And we reject it that we are great. This is a big mistake. The title that Baba gives to us, we have to accept that. Then we will become the embodiment of that Soman. So I am a great soul. Accept it. Ask yourself, who mentioned me that you are great? I myself did not say it. God, the knowledgeful, the ocean of knowledge, who knows everything about me, he had mentioned, child, you are not ordinary soul, you are very great. Let it go to the depth of your subconscious mind. Life will become great. Thoughts will become great. Behavior will become great. Karmas will become great. It will work automatically. I have seen the magic of the single thought. I am a great soul. Those who come to me with this problem of sleeplessness, insomnia, I suggest them to write, I am a great soul, 108 times before going to bed. And magic of this power of this thought, within 5-7 days they start sleeping nicely. After 21 days their problem finished forever. I made such experiment in life 20 years before and I found, oh, it's a wonderful thought, I'm a great soul. Then I start thinking what it does. So I came to know, when we think deeply with acceptance, I am a great soul. So from soul, pure energy goes to the brain. And it opens the blockages of brain. Brain gets relaxed, depression finishes. To the patient of depression, I taught this too. Full success. Effect of second thought, Master Almighty, which comes very often in Murlis, in the blessings, Vardhan. You are Master Almighty. I think in a week, 3-4 times, it is repeated in Murlis. Accept it. I am Master Almighty. And see the magic of this thought. So I taught it to many. When you wake up, write it. 108 times, I am Master Almighty. Fear will finish. Fast speed of thoughts will finish. And you will feel yourself very energetic. I reminded those who practice that they are Master Almighty, success automatically comes to their feet. It's Baba's versions. So, we are very holy, very great, highest. Accept it. You can choose at least 10 thoughts of self-respect and bring them into your practice. Sometimes you can repeat them, but with acceptance, and in the morning time, if you bring them into your good feeling, they can open everything for life. It's a great thing of self-respect. We are holiest souls. It's a beautiful subject. Holy souls are the beauty of this universe. If there had not been holy souls on this earth, this entire world would become desert. Baba's words. So our presence of this world is responsible for the existence of this universe. Humanity exists here. Love exists here. Purity exists here. Character exists here. Because of our existence here. So feel your importance, your significance. A pure soul, a holy soul, is a great soul. He's very close to God. He can do wonder on this earth. He can get all siddhis in life. Is his success in each actions, each karmas. So give attention to your purity. Baba wants to see such children that even in dreams and thoughts, you should become fully pure. I suggest you one simple technique. If you charge water and drink it, it will help you a lot to improve your purity. Specifically, when you get up in the morning and when you go to bed at night, charge water. Take water in glass, give drashti. Remember 7 times, I am supremely pure soul. So this water, actually, entire nature is very sensitive to our vibrations. Water, milk are very sensitive to our vibrations. So water became pure. And when you drink this water, it will go in whole body, and in our body there is 70% of water. So it will purify that water. It will cool down to our sense organs. It will make us free from many diseases. Charged water. It has done magic, miraculous effect. I did first on the patient of fever. 104, 105, 106, 107 degree fever. Doctors were trying their best. I gave them charged water. That water was charged with this thought, I am Master Almighty. 7 times. Water became medicine, and as soon as that patient of fever drank that water, in 15 minutes, his fever came down. 103. Second glass of charged water, after 15 minutes, temperature came down to 100. Third time, it came to 98. Such miracle. So in 1 hour, that man became fresh. I did such experiment, at least I can say 100, on 100 patients, with full success. So you should charge water. Drink it always. It will be very helpful for skin disease, for many disease in this body. 2 thoughts for charging water. I am supremely pure and I am Master Almighty. We are holy souls. If you find out 25 points, what Baba has mentioned so far about the significance of pure souls, I can say, you will feel your eyes are opened. Oh, it's such a great thing in this world. Our pure vibrations will purify this entire nature. Scientists only can make us aware that there is lot of pollution in the environments, but they don't know how to purify it. They can say water has become very polluted, but they don't know how to purify it. Whole water of the world. Not just bottles water. We can make it mineral, we can mix minerals. That's a separate thing. No one knows how to purify the sky, how to purify the earth. With the vibrations of purity, we can purify all 5 elements. So, I tell you one simple yukti. If you have any sickness, every day for 15 minutes, give pure vibrations to all 5 elements and your sickness will finish. Make them your friend. Talk to each element. You are my friend, I am your friend. We are good friend. You will see wonderful effect on your health. And one thing you will find in future, when nature will cause destruction, when everything will finish, then nature, all elements, will cooperate with you. So choose some thoughts of self-respect. Now I tell you about one very powerful thought. thought Baba had given to us, you are victorious jewels. Do you remember it? Victorious over Maya. And how he awakened our powers? See, he reminds us, Kalpago too, you got victory over this Maya. In every kalp, innumerable time, millions and millions of time, you got victory over Maya. So what happened? Our hidden powers awakened. We are powerful. We got confidence. That now too, we will get victory over Maya. So give very much importance to this thought, I am a victorious jewel. Before coming to further point, I would like to tell you an important thing, and you can make use of this philosophy in your whole life, in every field of life. I explain it in many classes. Simple philosophy of mind, of subconscious mind. Psychologist makes it sometimes very complicated, and a common man doesn't understand what to do, how to use this power. Mind is the place where our might resides. Might lives in our mind. Wisdom lives in our intellect. So they have distributed this mind in 5 parts. Conscious mind, subconscious, unconscious, higher conscious, superconscious. They don't know about higher consciousness and super consciousness. We know our Swaman. This is the practice of higher consciousness. To connect to the Supreme, this is the practice of super consciousness, Supreme consciousness. But I would say you few things about subconsciousness of the mind. 90% of our might resides in subconscious mind. 90%. So subconscious mind is very powerful. But word is subconscious mind. It is not conscious mind. Sub means half, less than half. So it cannot take any decision. It cannot think anything. The commands we give to it, it will follow. So, in the morning, first 10 minutes, our subconscious mind is awakened, active. Subconscious mind becomes active when conscious minds become inactive. At night, we sleep. So conscious mind becomes inactive. So subconscious mind is active. In the morning, we can check every day, our conscious mind is silent. So subconscious mind is working fully. So we have to create powerful thoughts in our mind at that time. I taught people to make experiment of these thoughts. When you wake up in the morning, now you start from tomorrow, first Baba, good morning. And when you bid good morning to Baba, means God, what He will do? What He will do? He will put His hand of blessing on your head, feel it, enjoy it. Baba's hand on my head. Second thought, Baba, we don't say, oh God, see Baba, my Baba, you gave me everything. Millions and billions of thanks to you. You can speak like this, you gave me good health, you gave me good brain, you gave me divine intellect, you gave me beautiful mind, you gave me lot of wealth, you gave me many talents, you gave me beautiful family, loveful family, you gave me success in my life, Baba. Thanks and thanks to you again and again. Thanks to you. See the result of this gratitude. Next thought. Always, I am most fortunate person in the world. At least three times. And the most fortunate person in the world. God came directly to me to give me the best fortune. So I'm most lucky man, woman in this world. What will happen? Your fortune will awaken. Traffic control for 3 minutes. So I am the most fortunate person in the world, fortune will open up. I am a successful person in this world. Success is my birthright. I am Master Almighty. I am a happy person. I am the richest one in the world. Give such thoughts to your mind. Make it charge with such divine thoughts. And you will see very good positive effect and result of such thoughts. If you can do it in first 3 minutes in the morning when you wake up, it will do wonders. Don't create negative thoughts at that time. Sometime, unknowingly, we create some wrong thoughts just as. Suppose, we woke up in the morning and a thought came up in my mind. Oh, I am very much tired. So subconscious mind will accept it and will make you more tired. Suppose you created a thought, oh, my mind is very unstable. It wanders here and there. I cannot do yoga. Let me sleep. Same effect you will see on your life. So create a thought. I am a powerful yogi. I am a stable yogi. My mind is very stable. I am self-sovereign. My mind doesn't wander. So this way, life will become great. So make use of the power of subconscious mind for your benefit. So far, in too many young candidates, I taught it for their job, for their interview, if they lost their job. When you open your eyes in the morning, create 2 thoughts 7 times. I am Master Almighty. Success is my birthright. And they got job easily. They got success in their business. Success become blessing for them. You can also do this way. In the morning, in first 3 minutes, 5 minutes, reach to subtle world. Talk to Baba. Feel that Baba gave you a blessing, a vardhan. Oh my child, success is your birthright. Accept it. Come in the intoxication of this. Whatever I will do, success will come naturally to me. And you will get success at every step. So this way, churn on these things. I want to remind one thing to you. That's very great. And I hope you will understand it easily. Baba reminded us, you are the roots of this kalp tree. Roots. Through root, water, food, energy goes to a tree. So you are the foundation. Through you, energy, purity, happiness, might, knowledge will go to whole tree. You are so responsible. If you are negative, negative energy will go everywhere. If you are very pure, your pure vibrations to reach in all branches of this kalp tree. If you are very powerful, your energy will just give nourishment to many human beings of this world. So, considering yourself responsible, responsible ones. I'm responsible. I'm not ordinary human being. I'm very great, very pure, very responsible. Do very good, Purusharth. Don't become careless. Suppose you are a mother and you have some babies in your family, and you have to sustain them. You have to arrange food for them, money for them. You can't become careless. We have to sustain entire world. We are the responsible for the peace and happiness of all human beings of this world. Remind yourself every day. So we cannot have negative thoughts. We cannot create negative, impure thoughts. We cannot create weak thoughts. Remind yourself. Motivate to your own self. So become your own teacher. Study Avyakt Murlis every day. Every day you can give 15 minutes for Avyakt Murlis. For 15 minutes, read one Avyakt only, note down important point. Mind will become the treasure of knowledge. And thus that knowledge will help you at every step of life. So always become positive, hopeful always, successful always. And remember these three words always and keep dancing in happiness. Okay? Om Shanti. Now let us sit with this feeling that we are great souls, most pure souls in this world. We are the beauty of this universe.